really impressed with the presentation. It is child friendly. I think that it's a great idea. I think that it's the fact as a society that we don't talk about child abuse until it's happened that is the reason why we empower abusers to be able to get away with it. I think that bringing to the attention the importance to have parents discuss any aspect of this, whether it is, as you had said earlier, about being brought up by television issues, is the ideal opportunity for parents to take control. I think that this reminds parents that they are the parent, they are in control. It's their responsibility to educate their children before anything happens. I think that as a parent, it's terrifying. But I would hate that I never ever talked about it before anything happened. I think that going back and doing it in hindsight must be horrible. As I'd said as well, that the fact that you talk about your children about secrets. Children shouldn't have secrets from their parents. Certainly my son has always been told that, you know, you never have secrets from mummy. There's nothing on this earth that he should ever have to keep a secret from me. And there's no secret on this earth that I would ever judge him for. So I think that that's a really important one to just stress to parents, that secrets to a child are not a good thing. I like the fact that it goes on about no meaning no, which gives a child empowerment at quite an early age. And obviously just about the speaking up thing. It's always good to remind your children that, you know, that they can talk to you. There's a lot of good pointers in some of the more detailed parts about opportunities when you can talk to your children, when there's less distractions, such as you'd mentioned car rides, walks to school. I think it's about picking your moment as well, that you do it where your child feels comfortable and able to talk to you without the distraction of the wee.
I'll just pause it because I think it runs out